بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khamenei, in a meeting with Iran's sports champions and medalists of the 2023 Asian Games and the Asian Paragames. This meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniyeh on November 22, 2023. I would like to thank our female athletes. I would like to thank the woman who carried the flag in the opening ceremony during this round of the Asian Games while wearing full hijab. She showed the identity and character of an Iranian woman to the entire world. I would like to thank the female athlete who refused to shake hands with a non-mahram man, not from her intimate family, during the awards ceremony. He extended his hand toward her, but she declined to take it. These are very significant things. These things are just as important as sports are, if not more. I would like to thank the woman who went to the podium with her baby. She went on the podium with her baby in her arms and received her medal. This was a symbolic move. In the world, this shows a woman respecting the role of the family and the role of a mother.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I would like to thank the athletes who included their values and beliefs in their sports activities. They prostrated to God after their victory, raised their hands in the prayer in the middle of the sporting arena, kissed the Iranian flag, and prostrated on the flag. These are very important things. These are acts that not only demonstrate the identity of Iranian Islamic athlete, but also the identity of the Iranian nation before the eyes of hundreds of millions of spectators. These are not small things. Such a prostration is very different from the prostration that one does at home or in a mosque. This chador in such a situation is very different from the chador that someone wears on the streets of Tehran. I would like to thank the national soccer team, which showed their support for the Palestinian cause by wearing kifias when they came onto the field. I would like to thank each of the athletes who took a stand in one way or another in support of Palestine, declared their stance before the world, not in hiding, gifted their medals to the children of Gaza and the martyrs who were killed in a hospital, where the Zionist regime created a catastrophe. I would also like to thank the athletes who refused to compete with the athletes of the Zionist regime. The correctness of what they did has become clear today. The truth behind this is more apparent than ever today. These are things I am grateful for.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. Guiding me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you me.